A homeowner confronts a contractor.
She says that your work was shoddy. Steps that you created gave way.
It was taking almost 5 months to do. It was supposed to be taking 2 weeks.
Then,
when she fired you from the job, did you vandalize the house?
I did not.
A run-in with her new contractor.
You could see him pulling wires from the wall and hooking plugs. I ended up having to get in his face and tell him to leave.
And did he?
Yes.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Contractor Ricky Moon is suing former client Jana Rice for unpaid work on her home.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 572 on the calendar in the matter of Moon versus Rice. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Moon, you're a general contractor. You were hired by the defendant to do a project in her home. According to what I've read, you set a price with her, and the price was $6,800. She paid you, according to you, a total of $5,800 because there was $1,000 yet outstanding when, according to you, the job was almost completed. And that's what you're suing for, the $1,000.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ms. Rice is counterclaiming for $5,000. She says that your work was shoddy, that because of your work, she was injured when steps that you created gave way, that she had to hire someone else because when she fired you, you vandalized the work that you had done on the property. So she's got all kinds of complaints. So I'm going to start with you, Ms. Rice. You paid the defendant the vast majority of his bill. Do you have a photograph of the project that he was doing for you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a photograph of the project the day you fired him?
Oh, yeah.
Give me a photograph of the project the day you fired him.
There's one. There's two with the wrong colored paint. There's three with this is actually holes in the soffits on both sides. Paint that wasn't completed, and there's part of it, and there's more, but I don't know if you need more. Here's where the floor is 3 inches off. I got the ruler, and
just a second.
All right.
So this was photographed the day he was fired.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So he actually had to take down a wall,
right,
and then build out three walls, correct?
Right.
Did any of those walls have windows? It looks as if there's a window.
They had window before he started.
Was there another window that he put in?
There was one more I had added in later on.
Just a second. One more you added on when he was doing the work. Pay careful attention. When he was doing the work, you said, I want to put in another window. And did you pay for that window?
Yes, I did.
You paid the base price of that window?
Yes.
Did he increase his price?
No.
No. Okay. Looks like he's got some paint work to do. Okay, and you fired him because?
Because it was supposed to take 2 weeks, and I do foreclosures for a living. I was trying to up my loan, and when my house is under construction, I'm unable to get a loan. I have the note from the banker here.
I don't care about your loan from the bank. I want to know why you fired him.
I fired him because the job, it was taking almost five months to do. It was supposed to be taking 2 weeks.
But it's almost done.
No, it was not.
Well, I'm looking at it, and I'm telling you it's almost done. The walls are completed. The windows are in. Mm-hmm. There's some painting that needs another coat of paint. I mean, I've done construction. Mm-hmm. So I want to know if it was supposed to take 2 weeks, according to you, and it had taken 4 months and most of the work was done, I'm trying to figure out why you fired him.
Well, the floor was 3.5 inches off because it was supposed to be one level floor. The door was 3.5 inches off. The drywall was bent in. I have more pictures. The drywall is completely bent in.
Well, that I'd like to see.
And the paint was the wrong color.
May I help her with the photos?
Huh? What?
May I help her with the photos?
Sure.
Here's the drywall bent in. Here's the floor 3.5 inches off. I got used siding on my house, and it was two different types of siding. And it was the wrong color of paint. Here's photos with that. The door was cut, never insulated, because I had to have it lifted up 3.5 inches. And it was kind of cut, taking like you would take a
I'd like to see it.
So, saw so and
far,
cut it out.
So far, I haven't seen anything here that looks other than paint.
All the insulation was ripped out of the basement. That's where I fell from the stairs. The insulation that was there was put in backwards. The door was in crooked.
Talking to me, and I have no idea what you're talking about. I allowed this gentleman to come up. Are you her husband?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. to find a picture of what you're talking about. So far, the pictures that your wife showed me
shows the addition.
Are not impressive.
That shows the addition with the bad paint. This shows the where the drywall is put in crooked.
I want you to tell me what this is a picture of that you're showing me.
I fell off the fourth stair right up here is where I end up falling off. It wasn't screwed down. None of them were.
Just to go back. This is a picture of stairs that he built. And was this before or after you fired him when you fell?
That was before I fired him.
Before? How much before?
3 weeks probably.
So you fell off the steps that he built and you continued to let him work?
I did.
That's the question. This is a picture of?
The dent in the drywall. It's on both sides. It's on both sides of the house.
Is this a flat wall?
It was supposed to be.
Just a second. Is this supposed to be a flat wall? Okay. You see what she's talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you explain that to me?
I don't know what...
She says that the drywall was not put
That's
in
correct.
Flat.
That's correct. In drywall, you have four stages of mud application. I don't know what number application that is. In my photos, I have final application that might oversee that one of...
Well, show this to him, please, so that he can show me.
This floor right there. Here are my three pictures of the drywall. Here's a picture of that same window.
Okay.
If the judge wants more, I have more different views.
This is a picture that you took on October 8th. On what date did you fire him?
October 8th.
Now, I have a couple of questions for you, Ms. Rice, because part of this deals with your counterclaim. Let's deal with your medical bills. You fell off the fourth step. You continued to have him work at your house for 3 weeks. When you fell off the step, I assume that you were taken to a doctor or something else. Did you discuss that with Mr. Moon?
Yes.
What did you say to him?
I said, why are your steps nailed down? Why don't you have some kind of warning around him?
Just a second. So you said, I fell.
I fell.
And why don't you have...
The stairs nailed down.
And what did he say to you?
Why are you walking on the stairs?
Is that what you said to her?
Yes, ma'am. It was a construction site. No people were supposed to be going up and down the stairs till completion.
And there was no banister on the other side. Were you supposed to put in a banister on the other side?
No, ma'am. By our contract, you want to save cost, and it specifically states on the northern side of the stairs that there'll be one set of handrails.
That's ridiculous.
I was going to have Vic put the other one on because his...
Who's... Just a second.
My other contractor.
Ms. Rice, Mr. Moon says that his contract provided that he was only putting in one handrail when you first started this project. Who is this gentleman?
He's another contractor I've had work for
just a,
he's since
another
2006.
Just a second. He's another contractor who was going to complete the job.
The other handrail.
Is there any reason why you would have another contractor complete the other handrail rather than have the contractor who's doing the whole job put handrails on both sides? Tell me why.
He said he wasn't going to put it in. He refused to do it.
Is that right?
That's wrong. We agreed that we were only going to install one set of handrails.
Oh, no. Ms. Rice, I don't believe you at all. I don't believe that at all. Not buying it. I'm dismissing your counterclaim for medical bills. Now, we're going to get to your counterclaim because then I'm going to come back to his claim for $1,000. The other part of the claim is more serious. Mr. Moon, when she fired you from the job, did you vandalize the house?
I did not.
She says that you pulled apart some of the work that you did. Did you do that?
I did not.
Now, understanding that I don't believe you so far about something that you told me, that he refused to put in another handrail on the other side of the stairs, understand that. I don't believe you. It may have cost you more money, and you may have said to your other contractor, could you put in the other handrail cheaper? Maybe I believe that, but I don't believe you that he said, I'm not putting it in. Do you understand? So already you're starting out at a very bad place with me. Now I want you to tell me about the vandalism. Tell me what he did to vandalize the house after you fired him.
I asked him to come in. I called him. I finally called him on my husband's phone, because he wouldn't answer if I called him on my phone. He wouldn't answer a woman, but he would
answer. Just a second. Just tell me what he did to vandalize the house.
So he came in and he started unscrewing all the electricity that he put in.
What electricals?
Outlets.
Did you unscrew the electrical outlets?
No, ma'am, I did not. They were already screwed in, waiting for her to finish painting, for me to put the wall plates on, finish product.
Just a second. Are you talking about the wall plates that...
Yeah, allowing her to paint.
What do you mean allowing her to paint? She wanted to paint?
In the contract, she was keeping care of all the exterior and interior painting. And I allowed her to put the...
I'd like to see the contract, please. Inside, there will be a bump out. Will be half inch of sheetrock taped and textured, ready for the homeowner to paint. Also, exterior painting will be handled by the homeowner at their cost. No flooring and or lighting fixtures are included in this proposal. Okay, you're the contractor?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you stand up, please? You went in and finished the job and put up another handrail?
No, ma'am,
So the answer is no.
No, ma'am.
Were you a witness to any act of vandalism of the property?
Yes.
Tell me what you witnessed.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you saw him do that in how many outlets that he...
Two. The second one, I stopped him from doing it.
Okay, so the second one, you said don't do that. So he didn't.
Right.
What else did you witness him doing?
And later today...
Nowhere in your advertisement do you advertise this as a show car only. What you say in your ad is it runs like a beast and is loud as hell with cherry bomb pipes. Right. Who cares about that if you can't drive it?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Contractor Ricky Moon says former client Jana Rice owes for work he completed on her home. Jana is countersuing for medical bills, vandalism, and harassment.
Now, were you a witness to any act of vandalism of the property?
Yes.
Tell me what you witnessed.
I was working at her house doing the flooring and I...
Just a second. On what date? Is that the date she fired him?
Yes.
Don't shake your head. I'm not asking you any question. So she had two contractors working there at the same time.
Yes.
So I want you to tell me, sir, what you observed him do to vandalize the house.
He took the plugs and took the wires off the plugs.
Explain that to me.
The outlets that you plug a plug into?
Yes.
Took that completely off.
The?
The main plug that the wire you plug your radio into or your...
Right.
He took that whole mechanism out of the wall.
Okay, that's like a box?
Yes, the whole thing.
So he took out the box.
Right, and I asked him what he was doing.
Okay, and what did he say to you?
He says, I'm just finishing up what I need to do so I can get paid. And I heard this.
Okay, so you, just a second. So you saw him do that in how many outlets that he...
Two.
In two outlets?
Yes. The second one, I stopped him from doing it.
Okay, so the second one, you said, don't do that. So he didn't.
Right.
What else did you witness him doing?
Didn't see him do anything else besides that.
Okay, and then?
That's when I asked her if she wanted him to leave.
Okay, so then you went and found her and said, do you want him to leave?
Because I could feel the stress in her.
Okay, and she said yes?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you go up and tell him to leave?
I did.
And what did he do?
He told me I'm not leaving until I get paid.
And then what happened next?
He kept moping around the place. I ended up having to get in his face and tell him to leave.
And did he?
Yes.
So the only thing you saw him do was take out one outlet?
Complete yes. And
good.
Part of another.
But you stopped him, you
right.
said. Right. Stopped him. Okay. Very good. You just want to answer that one question on the one outlet. Did you take out an outlet?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
It is his claim, however, that he sold you a car that was a show car.
That is not correct.
Well, if it was not permitted to be driven, why did you allow the plaintiff and his wife to test drive it? That was illegal.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Contractor Ricky Moon says former client Jana Rice owes for work he completed on her home. Jana is countersuing for medical bills, vandalism, and harassment.
You just want to answer that one question on the one outlet. Did you take out an outlet?
No, ma'am. I got pictures of the outlets in the box, and I didn't take
okay.
one out.
Fine. You have to pay him $1,000. That's what you owe him. Counterclaims dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. We're done.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
Well, she made the right decision because I had a contract and I went by the contract.
And I was supposed to do the painting. I said I'd do that. So he said he wouldn't do any more work till I paid him.
And fulfilled my agreement up to the last, very last electrical plate insulation.
My door was 3.5 inches off and I fell down the three steps, I just went.
Because she's done this to other contractors before. She's a scammer.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Williams versus Green. Step forward.
Jeremy Williams is suing Robert Green for the return of money he paid for an 83 Buick Regal.
Mr. Williams, you purchased a car from the defendant. Do you have the title to the car?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it. Okay. This is the situation. You bought this car, which is a 1983, which would make it a classic car.
Correct.
And you bought it from him as a result of an ad.
Yes.
May I see the ad? And this is the ad that you posted, sir. Is that correct?
May I see it?
Yes.
Please? Certainly.
Is that the ad that you put on
Yes.
Craigslist?
Yes.
You saw the car when, sir?
I actually went to go see my wife and I on February 2nd.
And you purchased the car. It was originally on market for $8,200, and you negotiated a price of what?
$5,250.
And you took a test run on the car?
Yes, I did. My wife and I did take a test drive of the car and asked a few other questions as far as...
No.
Oh, okay.
Took a test drive in the car.
Okay.
And you purchased it?
Yes.
And he gave you the title, which you registered?
Yes.
But you couldn't get the car permitted to ride because why?
Because it would not pass emissions.
It would not pass emissions even if you did work on the car?
Yes, even if I did work on the car.
And Mr. Green actually concedes all of that in his answer. It is his claim, however, that he did not sell you a car to drive. He sold you a car that was a show car that he flatbedded from place to place and never drove it. It was not permitted to be driven.
Right.
That is not correct, Your Honor.
That is.
That is not correct.
Well, if it was not permitted to be driven, Mr. Green, why on February 2nd did you allow the plaintiff and his wife to test drive it? That was illegal.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
If it was not permitted to be driven, Mr. Green, why on February 2nd did you allow the plaintiff and his wife to test drive it? That was illegal.
He asked me, could he drive it? Did I have plates? And I said no.
You said no, and?
I let him know that it wasn't street legal.
You didn't have plates. So, of course, nowhere in your advertisement do you advertise this as a show car only.
Right.
You don't advertise as a show car. As a matter of fact, what you say in your ad is it runs like a beast and is loud as hell with cherry bomb pipes.
Right.
Who cares about that if you can't drive it? Put it up on a lift and take it from one place to another.
But it's for show.
Okay, doesn't say that here.
Okay.
Okay, and you sold it to him a month ago.
I sold it to him on February 2nd.
You sold it to him a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I want you to do, sir, is the car is now with you?
Yes.
Okay, and it's in the same condition that it was?
Yes, it is.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay, listen to me. This is what I want you to do. That is it. I don't want you to sign it over, Tim. I just want you to sign, you put your signature on here that you're transferring the car.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay, yes, I do. I need a pen.
Great. You're transferring the car. So now you're back where you started from, Mr. Green. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. Thank you very much, though. Be a nice
Thank
charity
you,
that gets this car.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He wanted to see the switches. He wanted to see, he was more concerned and excited about me hitting the switches on it.
We went through all the features of the vehicle, and I loved it, except for the fact I didn't know there were 16 different items that would never be emissionable.
It was never in my name, And the reason why is because it was a show car. I never registered. I didn't think it could get registered.
Yeah, I took it to go get registered. They say it would never been passed. There's been wires cut. 16 different items from the emissions control system have been totally removed from the vehicle.
That's the price of doing business.
Never going to be able to get it registered. And that's not what I paid for. I didn't pay for a car to sit in my garage.